Chapter 31, Suessi.
No, stop it! Back off and try it again, this time more carefully.
Hannes Suessi watched skeptically as the Dolphin engineers reversed their heavy sleds and hauled the beam back out of the chamber. It had been their third attempt to fit a supporting member into a gaping opening in the tail of the sunken Thenanin vessel. They had come closer to getting it right, but still the lead sled had hung back too long and almost let its end be driven into the inner wall of the battleship.
There now, Olelo, here's how you avoid that beam.
He addressed the pilot of the lead sled, his voice projected from the sled's hydrophones.
When you get to their hieroglyph thingy that looks like a two-headed jackal, lift your nose thusly.
He motioned with his arms. The Finn looked at him blankly for a moment, then nodded vigorously.
Roger, I'll dodger.
Suessi grimaced at the flippancy. They wouldn't be Finns if they weren't sarcastic one half the time and over-eager the other half. Besides, they really had been working hard. Still, it was a royal bitch working underwater. In comparison, doing construction in weightlessness was a pure joy. Since the 21st century, men had learned a lot about building things in space. They had found solutions to the problems of inertia and rotation that weren't even in the library. Beings who'd had anti-gravity for a billion years had never needed to discover them. There had been somewhat less experience in the last 300 years doing heavy work underwater, even in Earth's Dolphin communities, and none at all in repairing or looting spacecraft at the bottom of an ocean. If weightless inertia caused problems in orbit, what about the almost unpredictable buoyancies of submerged materials? The force it took to move a massive object varied with the speed it was already traveling and with the cross-section it presented at any given moment. In space, there were no such complications. As the Fenn reoriented the beam, Suessi looked inside the battleship to see how the other work was progressing. Flashing laser saws, as bright as the heliarc lamps, illuminated the slow dismemberment of the central cavity of the Thenanin battleship. Gradually, a great cylindrical opening was being prepared. Lieutenant Tisht was supervising that end of the work. Her workers moved in that unique neo-fin pattern. Each Dolphin used his eyes or instruments for close work, but when approaching an object, the worker's head would bob in a circular motion, spraying narrow beams of sound from the bulbous melon that gave the Tursiops porpoise its highbrow look. The sound-sensitive tip of his lower jaw waved to build a stereoscopic image. The chamber was filled with creaking sounds. Suessi never ceased to marvel that they made anything out of the cacophony at all. They were noisy fellows, and he wished he had more of them. Suessi hoped Hikahi would get here with those extra crewfen. Hikahi was supposed to bring the longboat or skiff with her, giving Suessi a place to dry off and the others a chance to rest with good air to breathe. If his own gang weren't relieved soon, there would be accidents. It was a devil of a plan Orly had proposed. Suessi had hoped that Kredaki and the ship's council would come up with an alternative, but those objecting to the plan had failed to offer anything better. Streaker would be moved as soon as the signal came from Thomas Orly. Apparently, Kredaki had decided that they all had little to lose. A crunch sound carried through the water. Suessi winced and looked around. One end of a Thenanin quantum break hung limply, broken at the join by the end of Olelo's bracing beam. The usually impassive Finn looked at him in obvious distress.
"Now, boys and girls," Suessi moaned, "how are we going to make this shell look like it's survived a fight if we ourselves do more harm than the enemy ever did? Who'd believe it could fly with all these holes in it?"
Olelo's tail slashed at the water. He let out mournful chirps. Suessi sighed. After 300 years, one still wanted to tread lightly with dolphins. Criticism tended to break them up. Positive reinforcement worked much better.
All right, let's try it again, Carefully. You came a lot closer that time.
Soessi shook his head and wondered what kind of lunacy had ever driven him to become an engineer.